and Search. If you've got a suspicious character, bring back Stop and Search. Do something about it. I was Stop and Search many times.
All right, your line is breaking up a bit, but you've got your point, Simon. I'm going to say farewell and put that to the Commissioner before we go for a news update. Where are you on Stop and Search? How valuable a tool can it be?
I think Stop and Search is an extremely valuable tool. It is something which has historically, and I go back 34 years in policing, I'm proud and slightly embarrassed to say, it is something which historically has caused huge concerns in some communities because of the way in which they perceived it was being carried out. We're now far more accountable. I know the officers are highly professional. They're very well trained. They do the job courteously and they explain themselves wherever
so
the person is prepared
to. Are you going to seek to increase the number of stops or decrease?
I pay tribute to my predecessor in that he achieved something I didn't think was really possible, frankly, which was to have a reduction in the numbers, but at the same time have a huge increase in the proportion of them that resulted in an arrest. I think the Met is probably the best in the country, or nearly, in terms of the number of stops that stop and searches that result in arrest. And I think we should be proud of that. But absolutely, we need to use stop and search in the fight against knife and gun crime.
Increased numbers.
And I will support my officers. I'm not going to talk numbers, Nick, but I will support my officers in using stop and search. Of course, I expect them to use it lawfully and properly. But I think where it is necessary, it must be done, and it can be a very effective tactic.
Just lastly, before we go to a news update, doesn't that put you on course for a possible clash with the Prime Minister? I understood when she was Home Secretary, she's not a huge fan of stop and search, Theresa May.
Well, I can't speak for the Prime Minister. I've never actually had a conversation face to face with her about it. I know I know from reading articles she had some concerns, as I did, about historically the impact that what was perceived to be rather more random stopping and searching people had on particular groups, and people who felt that they were actually law-abiding citizens in the past, who found themselves, whenever they walked down the street, is how it felt to them, being stopped for reasons they couldn't understand. I'm against that. I'm sure she was against that.
All
but
right,
I'm absolutely for it being used properly and lawfully.